علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about various different subjects. Most importantly, or one of the important subjects that he deals with, is the subject of the duties of messengers and prophets. In one of the statements that we reached, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the duties of the messengers is وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَ نِعْمَتِهِ, that they remind the people of that blessing that is forgotten, the forgotten blessing of God. And we say that this is the blessing of the human self. And then we were discussing about the various faculties that exist in a human form or in the human essence or the human self. And we say that the first one is the aspect of understanding, knowledge, comprehension, recognition. The second faculty is the faculty of the will. And we say that any kind of choice depends on this particular aspect and this particular faculty that is embedded in the human essence and which is a source of great strength and great blessings for the human being and for his progress.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about that forgotten blessing of God that the messengers remind us about having it, and that is the blessing of the human essence or the human self. And we talked about two faculties of the human self. The last one which we discussed about was the issue of free will, the will of a human being. And in fact, we say that every decision that we make is based on that. Otherwise, we'll just be instinctual beings and it would not be a source of true perfection for the humans. But alhamdulillah, we have this blessing. The third aspect or the third faculty that is embedded in the human essence is the faculty of innovation. So a human being has the ability to innovate and to perfect certain things that are related to him. If you notice, if you give certain tools to a human being, a human being can take that tool and with that power of innovation can transform it, can change, can develop it, can, you know, compose it with other things and make something new. That is something that is unique to a human being. Yes, there are other some animals that have some level of innovation, but it is mostly dependent on its instinct. Some of them are instinctual and they are limited. They are not unlimited like the human being. Today, a human being, for example, has reached the level where he can innovate and make something that is like AI, artificial intelligence. You can imagine by using a few codes and a few numbers and, you know, changing the way and manipulating the way they are, a person can make an artificial form of intelligence. This is something amazing. It's an innovation that is wonderful, that is powerful. Okay, human beings are like that. He can decide to take the path of development through the power of innovation. Now, this innovation is not only in the issue of knowledge, of scientific progress, but also in understanding, in comprehension, okay, in terms of the akhlaq also, the morality. With the innovation that human being has, a person can develop whatever the teachings that are there inside our riwayat. For example, in our statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they can come with the power of ijtihad, they can come and cause progress in those teachings that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam has given. Of course, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam know the most perfect form of every knowledge, but they don't give us all of those forms of knowledge in the perfect form. They give us certain tools or certain general principles, and through the innovative power of the human intellect, the human being comes and develops it and analyzes it in a way, in a new way, and produces something new, something that is good, something that can be beneficial based on the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So this is something amazing that the human being has.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, the third faculty that we spoke about was the faculty of innovation. And the fourth one is the faculty of accepting responsibility or being responsible. If you notice, amongst all of the creation, okay, the human being can accept responsibility in ways that other entities cannot. Yes, you can say certain animals do accept responsibility, like for example a dog can take care of your house, but it needs to be trained. And sometimes it is instinctual because it knows that it will, for example, receive love or receive food from the master or somehow something like that. There is a certain level of instinctive nature in certain animals that makes them accept responsibility. But then again, it is very limited. If you notice all of these other entities, their accepting of responsibility is extremely limited and in a specific dimension. But if you look at the human being, he can accept responsibility in almost all dimensions of human actions, if he has the capacity to do that and understand that particular duty or responsibility. You notice a human being can really perform those duties and responsibilities, be it small activities in the house or, you know, just small works and tasks in different, small setups, but also in huge and large setups. Take up, for example, leadership, take up management of various projects and, you know, all of that. This accepting of responsibility is another aspect, another faculty of the human soul. Now, if you notice, the human essence has got such wonderful traits. And when a person just thinks about these different blessings that God has given him as a human being, that itself will make him remember God and really be thankful and actually tread on the path of perfection that God has prescribed for him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه